Okay, so we're going to finish the Mishnah. That's my goal. We're going to finish the Mishnah. So, top of your testament, Aleph. So, Gemara says as follows. Tan Rabbanan, Kli shenitma me'erev yom tov, ein matbilen oso bein hashmashos. So if a kli becomes impure on erev yom tov, so then you can't bring it to the mikvah bein hashmashos. Rav Shimon Shazri Omar, af bechol, ein matbilen oso b'nei shetzara cherev shemesh. So Shimon Shazuri says, you know what, this is not just a gzera on Yantif, it's a gzera always because of hair of Shemesh. So what's going on? So Rashi says, right, also Benashmashos. So the reason you wouldn't do Benashmashos is because the same reason we've been saying until now. Whenever you bring a kli and you bring it to the mikvah, it's a problem of whatever the problem was. Gzera Shemesakein, Shchita, whatever all the gzeros are that we saw in Yud Chesam and Aleph, so Mibneshu Safik Lev and Imsamatbo Yom Tov. But then Rav Shimon Shazuri says no. Af bechol, why? Because he says like this: Imanu roam adam hamat bil kli ben hashmashos anu tzrichim lachziru v'lemchos biyadam v'mnei shetzorach harav shemesh v'zeh hamat bil kli balayla v'adai daito l'shtamish mo biyad v'lo lahamte probably lahamtin probably got caught off in mind lahamtin harav shemesh l'machar. So what's going to happen? He's going to go ben hashmashos, he's going to put it in the mikvah, and then he's going to assume, well, look, I got it in right before sunset. Therefore, I already had Harav Shemesh, because let's say sunset was 8:30. What is it now? 9 o'clock. Whatever it is. 9:30. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is. So I get it in 20 minutes before Shkia. You get it in 20 minutes before Shkia. So in order for something to become Torah, so it needs nightfall. So fine, it gets nightfall. It's nightfall, we're good. But if... What?
You need nightfall?
You need Harav Shemesh. You need to bring it to the mikvah, then you need Harav Shemesh. If it's Tamei Mace, or whatever, it's Tamei Zav, or...
So we're not talking about Kashrut issues
here? No, now we're talking about Tuman Tara, right? We talked last week about the... But here we're all talking about Tuman Tara issues. So you need Harav Shemesh. So where are you going to bring it right before Shkia? You're going to think, oh, I got it in time, and then we'll think that this becoming night, so that's already going to count. So therefore, even during the week, we don't allow you to do this. So with Tanakama, lo by Harav Shemesh. So
does he mean this, just
Erev
Yom Tov we're talking about?
No, always. Rav Shemesh Shazuri, always.
This is just like because there's a suffix if you bring a Ben Hashmashos, maybe you were too late, so you didn't have
right. So.
Too early.
So it's not clear. No, too early would be fine, right? Too early would be fine, because then by the time you hit nightfall, it would be fine. The problem is you might think you got it before Shki, and you didn't. Now,
he's talking any day. He's just talking about just
Erev Yom Tov. No, always.
No. He doesn't say you can't do it at night, but if you did it at night in Chol, you'd have to wait another
day. Well, no, he says we don't let you bring it to the mikvah because we're worried you're not going to wait till the next day.
Can't even bring it. Well,
that's what it says. Ein matbilen osam v'mneishet tzarech harav shemesh. Right? Rishuma shuzumi omer af bechol ein matbilen osam v'mneishet tzarech harav shemesh. Again, Rashi says, right? Af bechol imanu roam adam matvil kli ben hashmashos. You see, you bringing it to the mikvah. Anu trichem lahachziru v'limchos b'yadu. We have to tell you not to do it. Don't bring it to the mikvah. V'mneishet tzarech harav shemesh. You need to wait till the night. V'zah matbil kli balayla v'adai daita l'shamash v'miyad. If you're running out at night, why would you be going out at night? Right? If you're doing it in the afternoon, fine. But no one runs out at night, right? This is not... Right.
Everybody hold that's the same opinion of...
this is Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Now, whether we pass...
The way I would read it, naturally, would be he's specifically relating to Erev Yantif, because before him...
No, because before him he's saying Ben Hashmashos of Yantif, not Ben Hashmashos
of Yantif. Now we're talking about basically Chol before Ben Hashmashos. That's the way I would have interpreted it.
But that would be the same thing as... But that would be... That would be the same thing as the Ramanan, right?
It would be different.
Klishan would be Erev, no, Erev Yom Tov, Chol Erev Yom Tov. According to you, Rosh Hashanah is saying Chol Erev Yom Tov. But that's what the Ramanan said, Erev Yom Tov.
No, but they said Ben Hashmashos.
Sure. And he said Ben Hashmashos Chol.
No, he says Chol
Ben Hashmashos.
Before Ben Hashmashos.
Okay, and then they say, yeah.
They say Ben Hashmashos, period.
No, he says also, he also says Ben, no, he said Ben Hashmashos.
Af bechol.
Af bechol, ein matbilen oso.
Af bechol. The same day before Ben Hashmashos.
No. It's clear that what he's saying is that it's I mean, it's going to become even clearer in the rest of the Gemara. But the whole point is that Rosh Hashanah Shazuri is building a, right. He's adding the turn around. The Rabbanan say that it's only a gzera of Yantif because we're worried that it's going to be Yantif and you can't be Tovolot now. The Rosh Hashanah Shazuri is worried always whenever you do it. Now, again, I mean, this is sort of. I mean, this is. I mean, we would say maybe that's not true nowadays because, you know, why would you be running at night? No, no. The assumption is if you're running at night, you're running because you know that you need to get it there before Shkia. So you're going to assume that you got it there before Shkia. That's why you're running, right? But what's going to happen is you end up not getting it there before Shkia. Now, again, the Mefarshim have a whole, you know, we'll debate. What does it mean that we're worried you're not going to get it before Shkia, right? So is it that there is a moment, right, like Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef Shita and Brachos, that Ben Hashmashos Keref Ayin, there is a moment of Ben Hashmashos where it goes from day till night, and we're worried that you're going to misplace it, right? You're going to think that, you know, you got there at 8:40. You think that you got there before Shkia, but Shkia was really 8:39, right? Is that what it is? Or, as the Lamdanim like to say in the Ritva says, in Yoma, that Ben Hashmashos is what we call Klape Shmaya Galia Safeku, right? That it's fundamentally a Safek. It has an in-between status. It's not that we don't know when day and night is, but there is a moment which is day or night. It's that the whole thing, inherently, is neither day nor night, and therefore, if you're bringing in Ben Hashmashos, it just doesn't work, because it's not day. It's already partially night, right? So it's somewhere in between, halachically, so it just doesn't work. So Gemara says, the Gemara says, V'tanakama lo boy harav shemesh, right? As Rashi said, bitmiya, right? What, the Tanakhama doesn't think you need to wait till the night? You don't need harav shemesh? So Amar Rava, no. Ashtachtinu l'rabbanan de beirav, de yasvi v'ka'amri, they're arguing about something totally different. They're arguing about whether we can assess properly your intent by your actions. Meaning what? Because hey chidami, what's the case? You're running to bring it ben hashmashos to the mikvah. Mar savar hay de karoy v'azil may de yada de bayhar of shemesh. The rabbanon say, look, if you're running, why would you be running right before Shkia? It must be you know the halacha. That you know that you need to get it there before Shkia because of Harav Shemesh. So we're not worried that you're going to make a mistake because you're going to get there, right? You're running as fast as you can. You're going to get there and you're going to look at the clock, right? Or you're going to look at the sun and see, is it above the horizon or is it below the horizon? And you're going, right? If you're running, it must be because you know that you have limited time. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, we don't have to be worried about it. If you're running, that shows you know the halacha. So you'll be honest, when you get there, you'll look at the clock, you'll look at the sun, you'll say, it's before or after Shkia, end of story. Mar Savar, no. You don't know the halacha, so why you run? And therefore, if you don't know the halacha, you're going to run, you're going to think that you were tovelet during the, you're going to think you're tovelet now, you can use it right away, but you can't because of Ben Hashmashos. So why are you running? Because you're busy, right? You're working. So the Gemara says, we'll come back to the next line in a second. So what? No, so that's the next possibility, right? I mean, just on this possibility, just one hara. So I couldn't get my hands on it, but I heard Rabbi Rosner quoted this, so I couldn't get my hands on the piece in Rabbi Yashiv, but I think it's just an insightful ha'ara. Rabbi Yashiv just said, right, the way Rashi understands it, what are Chazal telling you? That if you see somebody running to the mikvah, so you should stop him, because he's going to make a mistake, and he's not going to wait till the next Harav Shemesh. So Rabbi Yashiv said, I don't understand. This is a guy that you clearly have influence on, because he's going to listen to you if you tell him, don't bring it to the mikvah. So why don't you just tell him, bring it to the mikvah and wait till tomorrow? I mean, I don't understand, right? The whole scenario you're imagining is where you have the guy, he's listening to you, and you're expecting him to actually do what you say. So just tell him, if you get the before Shkia, then you can use it. If you don't, wait till tomorrow. Why would you? Right, what's the problem? Right, Meman of Shach, if you don't see him, so you can't stop him. If you see him, and you expect to be able to stop him, so don't stop him, tell him the halacha. So Rabbi Yashar said something very insightful, and he said, and we all know this to be true, he said, because when someone's going to do a mitzvah, and they've done this mitzvah their whole life, I don't care if you're the Gadol Hador. You try telling them that they don't know how to do the halacha. It's like, tell them it's usur to do it now. They'll listen. Tell them that the way they did it and their parents did it and their grandparents did it wasn't right, that there's a prat in the halacha, right? It won't happen, right? One of my rabbis once said he was giving a shir on borer. And someone came up to him after shul and said, there is no such halacha as borer. He said, what do you mean there's no halacha borer? He said, look, I'm Shomer Shabbos, my parents are Shomer Shabbos, my grandparents are Shomer Shabbos, and no one in my family ever told me this is a problem, it must be a made-up chumrah. Right? It says in the Gemara, it says in Shulchan Aruch. No, there's something to that. It takes a lot to convince people that are Shomer Torah mitzvos, that doing a mitzvah, that they're doing it wrong. To tell them there's, you know, to tell them something totally different. No, don't bring it to the mikveh. Don't bring the mikveh. Okay, I won't bring the mikveh. I don't know, you're crazy, but fine. I won't bring the mikveh. To tell them, oh, when you bring things to the mikveh, it's not just you have to bring it to the mikveh. You have to wait till Harav Shemesh. If they didn't know that, they're not going to believe you. Okay. Interesting point, Barab al Yashiv. Is it true? I don't know. I think sometimes. Definitely sometimes.
Oh, certainly goes before the... Before the Chumar craze overtook the community in the 80s.
Yeah, well, then people... then you can get the...
You couldn't tell anyone anything.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Unless there's a website, right? And like Chumar of the day. You can just get like new ones all the time. That's wonderful. Okay. So then the Gemara says, you know what? I have another possibility. Nah, that's not the machlokas. Keep ligi, what are they arguing about? Kigon de it me bepachos me bekadashra. It's where the kli became tummy with something that was smaller than a lentil. But also look at the rabbanan l'sheyule bepachos mikadashra itmi olo. And they come to ask you, is it or is it not tummy? So mar savar mi dahalo gamir harav shemesh nami lo gamir. So the first one says, look, if he doesn't know the halacha, right, the shir is kadasha, right? As Rashi says, loksiv behedya kadasha, it's not explicit in the pasuk. So he may know chumish, but doesn't know, you know, the drashos. He doesn't know derabanans. He doesn't know that. So if he doesn't know that halacha, he also doesn't know the halacha of Harav Shemesh. You have to be worried that he's not baritz, and therefore he's not going to keep the halacha properly. Marsavar hadlo gomer Harav Shemesh gomer. The other one says, no, what are you talking about? Just because he doesn't know the halachos of the shir of Tumah doesn't mean he doesn't know that you need to wait till nightfall. Okay, fine. So that is the Gemara. So there's not like a tremendous amount of discussion on this, barring that that Ha'ara from Reb Eliashiv. If I remember correctly, let's see. Yeah, so there are a few things here though that I put halacha lemaisa that the post can discuss based on this Gemara. So the Horos Nasan in 10, and that's what we're up to. Yeah. Horos Nasan in 10, yeah. So was it even the Shakasari before that? We did one of them. I mean there are two chuvas in a row. What did I put this for? So let's look at the Horos Nasan in 10. So the Horos Nasan is as follows. It said, Yikara Igrosav Higiani, I got your letter. Pinidonim Mutter Lasas Malacha Biyomtov Bein Hashmashos. Hechi She'enim Malachzo Bein Hashmashos. So he said, what's the, what halacha comes out of this? So he said, you asked me, are you allowed to do malacha during Bein Hashmashos on Erev Yontif? On Yontif, going into Yisrochag. If you're going to get Hana'a bin Hashmashos, why? Din Nechush Shema Bishas Melachdo Dain Yomtovu Bishas Hana'aso Evikarchol. Because what do you see from our Gemara here? Right? This is why I brought this one, right? Because our Gemara. Oh, no, it was the Shagasari. Okay, no, I am right. So he's commenting the Shagasari. So let's start with the Shagasari. Shagasari 9. So it's Vareiti Levar Hatev Ma. shekasavdi b'sif hakodim. The main hashmashos, the Shabbos v'yomtov, l'taima. The Rav the Gazur Hashem Yishe Asur Lahakbel Kim Chadashim L'tam Hashem Amorai Shari came the Hani Amorai Lo Pligi Adadi Kulam Asur Mishum Yim Yishe. Fine. So he said, I was discussing this before. So he says Umide Pirish Hilkach Bin Hashemesh De Yom Dev Asur Mishum De Matbel Be Yom Dev Shelo Litzarach. So now he comments in our part of the Gemara. He says, why do I think you can't bring something to the mikvah? Why did the first day in the Gemara, the Rabbanan, why do they say you can't bring kelim to the mikvah ben hashmashos on Yom Tov? He says, shel mash madafka ben hashmashos de Yom Tov gufehu de asur. Dilma ben hashmashos yimamahu v'nimsa matbil Yom Tov shelo l'tzarech Yom Tov. Da ha'ein lo shehus l'shtamish b'achat tefillah. He says, you know what this problem really is? So our Gemara brings up primarily the case of Erev Yom Tov going into Yantif. But now he brings the problem of Yantif going to Isruchak. He said, why is that a problem? He thinks that's a real problem because you're not going to get to use it for Yantif. Right?
That because assumes that you can toggle it on Yantif to start with.
Well, I mean, he's within this. He's saying, according to the Shitos, right, he's saying, I would think it's a problem because, right, I think it would be an especially a problem then.
Why would there be...
Right, even the case where it's mutter. Well, that was what we talked in Yudches, right? Four different reasons why it's usher, oh, okay. Right? Right. Yudchesam and Aleph. Right. That was the Mishnah. Right. On Yudzayim and Beis, and then all the four reasons. So he says, okay. He said even according to the Shitos that there are times when it's mutter. Right. We talked about different cases. Right. That's what he's building off of. But according, he said there's nafkamina between the four reasons. So according to the reasons, for example, like it became tamei on Yantif. Right. So the Gemara said that you could then be tovel on Yantif. So he says, but there's a problem because what's going to happen if you bring it ben hashmashos on Yantif? So you're not going to have time to use it
on
Yantif. So it's going to be hachana. Further, I've like in matzav v'yomtov, it's arachol to aser. He said, "Avol ben hashmashos de erev yomtov shari lahatpil de hafilu I ben hashmashos lailu avol like tefila aser letzarach yomtov shlochol shtamash pav yomtov gufei kol yom." He said, "I don't understand. I understand why it would be aser ben hashmashos av yomtov going to motzei yomtov to isruchak because at that point, even if it was a case where we allow you to bring it to the mikvah on Yantif, you can't use it on Yantif." But he said, why should it be us or an Erev Yantif? I don't get it. Right? Memarev Shach, if it is daytime, so then it's daytime and you're allowed to bring it because it's Chol. If it's Yantif, it was a case of Efshar. But that's the whole point. You're running as fast as you can together. We already said if it becomes Tameh on Yantif, so you're allowed to bring it to the mikvah on Yantif. It's only when it's Nitmam Erev Yantif you're not allowed to bring it. So I don't get the case. Because if it turns out you got there before Ben Hashmashos, so then it's mutter. If it turns out that you couldn't have gotten there before Ben Hashmashos, so how is that any different than the case of becoming Tamei on Yantif, where he said you can bring it to the mikvah? So Mamanav Shach, it should be mutter. And the Imishim Shavuos are coming along and goes, Rosh Shavuos Ben Hashmashos. And he said, what are you going to tell me? No, there's a Dirabbanan that you can't bring it to the mikvah on Yantif. He says, okay, but it's a Shavuos. And even a Shavuos Gomor is Mutar Ben Hashmatos, right? No Dirabbanan is Asur Ben Hashmashos. So I don't understand. Before Yantif, it's Chol. Worst comes to worst is Ben Hashmashos. But Ben Hashmashos, it's Mutar to bring it to the mikvah because it's Ben Hashmashos. It's only Dirabbanan and Shavuos is Mutar. The Ava gav the Mechlish and Itmer of Yantif, my Ridikim Shum Gzer Shem Yisha. And even though you'll say it's a problem with Gzer Shem Yisha, still, a few hachilu garsim ben hashmashos. We don't know derabanan. Do we? Are we gozer ben hashmashos? No shavuos. So he says, you know what? It must be well something. E amar lok. I don't know. Mishum de e
lokain.
Ella im lokain. Lav something. Okay. Mishum de kaimalan da ha ha de ka amar virad vazal ben hashmashos lad bulei lav davka ben hashmashos ella samoch milfanav. It must be. So we don't mean mamish ben hashmashos. We mean a little bit before. Demlokei my cover hide the karayit. Well, that's obvious because otherwise, why is he running? May the yada debar erev shemesh. Hal karchel yada midarayit bezoch ben hashmashos. The savig laila who led bulei. And the vadek in the precious vadek perish Rashi k'saver lahaspei kodem yitzias hayom. So that which Rashi said that he hopes he can get there before nightfall. Vadai shekodem ben hashmashos. He must mean that he's going to get there before Bein Hashmashos. He said, fine. V'im kein, had kamar tanakama. And ain't my bilin is so Bein Hashmashos. D'yom tov. So when the Rabbanan said you can't bring a banished masa d'yom tov, habachol shaper dummy, but during the week it's butter, be deroyed v'azel kod banished masa lat bule, de'bechigavna hu de'machshavto nekeres, de'ilu banished masa's gufe, afilu b'chol ein matbilan oso, u'machin en be'bechigavna, kan ein machshavto nekeres. Because he said, why the Rabbanan say? They say, if it was usher to do every day of the week, so then the fact that he's running before Yontif could just be because he knows the normal halachos, but he doesn't understand the Yontif halachos, that if he gets there post-nightfall, he isn't allowed to bring it to the mikvah. V'i had ben ashmashos to Tanakama, the Yom Tov gufe ayri, and if it's actual Yom Tov itself, heyach roi dat lad bule samach lo milafano. Hayin mat bilen kelem Yom Tov. Elevande ben ashmashos, I assume that's Erev Yom Tov Mayri. V'roi et samach lo milafano. V'cholu, v'afilu achi ben ashmashos shelo asur. He said, it must be that this shita holds that for some reason, even though normally we're makil on Shvus ben Hashmashos, either this Tana argues on that and thinks you're not allowed to do Darabanan ben Hashmashos, or he thinks that Gzer Shem Yishe, the concern that you might leave it over for Yantif, we are Gozer ben Hashmashos, because we don't want you to leave things over for Yantif. We also don't want you to leave it over for 5 minutes before Yantif. Right? Or the, whatever, Safik Yom, Safik Laila part of Yontif. So the Shagas Ari ends up being Mechadesh, that there are certain types of Xeros that you aren't allowed to do Bein HaShmashos, even though normally we say that Shvus, you can do Bein HaShmashos. So either there's a Machlok is about that principle itself, or this type of Xero is going to be different. And then he adds, Vafil Kliz Chuchis Shal Divrei Sofer, Vein Mabilon Nusom, Vishon Dahavi, Leit Tfil Azush, Shal Tzorach Hayom, Tzorach HaVasar, and even Chuchis, which is Derabanan to begin with, and we already said, Tfil Derabanan is less of a problem, we're still not going to allow it. Okay. So, that's what the Shagas Aryeh says. Now, the Horus Nasan in 10, though, comments on this, and he was asked, right, this question, the Shagas Aryeh's question is, it's probably never going to come up, right? We don't care about Toman Tara, so like in our lives, this doesn't come up. The Horus Nasan tries to extrapolate from the Shagas Aryeh to a very relevant case, which is: are you allowed to do malacha bein hashmashos? Because what's the problem? Let's say it is right before Yantif, right before Ishukhag, right? It's right before Havdalah. So what's going to happen? So now I want to cook something for myself. It's mutter because it's Yantif, right? Except it's mutter only if it's Letzarach Hayom. But now, it's Bein HaShmashos. So what do we see from our Gemara? From our Gemara, we see that you have to be concerned that you're going to end up doing, right? You're going to think it's before, it's going to end up after. Or you're going to end up bringing it to the mikvah, you know, on Yantif for Chol, or, right? Or, so he says, well, do you have to be worried? Let's say I'm hungry, or I want a cup of tea, and I want to boil up water, you know, during Bein HaShmashos on Yantif. Going into Isruchag, am I allowed to do that? And do I have to be worried that I'm going to be boiling the water, it's going to be Yontif, and then, by the time I drink the tea, it's going to be, right, after, it's going to be Isruchag. Right, is that a problem? So he says, Yikar zikras avigyani, benina namut lasas malacha, biyom to bin ashmashas, hecha sheyenam malachto bin ashmashas. Dinecho shemem shas malachto, and yom tovu, vishasan atzav ikarachol. Do I have to be worried that if I'm going to cook, I'm going to do a malacha during bin ashmashas of yantiv going to Ezruchag, then I'm going to end up doing the malacha during yantiv, and I'm going to end up benefiting after yantiv. And him to shasan malach, let's call the atzer. He said, look, matzati vusev a shagasari. So he said, he brings this whole shagasari, and he says, but ladina, but you know what I think? I think that Mikel Ashen Tutin Bein HaShmashos, we were talking about this, right? Just before, right? Smoking, right? So that was the question he was asked, right? So can someone smoke, right? This was the real common thing, right? Someone wanted to smoke. He hasn't been able to smoke, right? If you assume that smoking isn't Shovel Chol Nefesh, you can't smoke over Yantif. So, right, the smokers are waiting out there, waiting for the three stars to come out. So Bein HaShmashos, right, or alternatively, right, you say it is Shovel Chol Nefesh, and therefore you say, right, you can smoke on Yantif. Now it's probably not Shovel Chol Nefesh, but then it was, let's say, Shovel Chol Nefesh. That's presumably what he's talking about, Shovel Chol Nefesh. But do you have to be worried that you're going to, you know, light your cigarette, you're going to light your cigar, and by the time you light it and actually smoke it, it's going to go from before, from Yom Tov to Chol. So he says, I think that make a loss to Bein HaShmashos Yom Tov ain't mas nichan also. Mehani tam shekasav nusham. I think it is mutter He said, you've never seen this. Right? We've never seen it. Like, the Shankaracharya brings up this whole discussion, right? But at the end of the day, the Gemara, the only reason the Gemara is worried about this whole thing is because it might end up, right? The Gemara brings it up on Erev Yontif. Right, the Gemara brings up Xeris and Erev Yontif because we're worried that you're not going to leave it Harav Shemesh, or you're going to be Tovel on Yontif. But no one brought up the case that the Shankaracharya brought up, which is, would it be Aser the other way around, right, at the end of Yontif going to Zerchag? And he said, and no one's ever brought up that it's Aser Dumalach Zochel Nevesh Bein Hashmashos. Right, this whole discussion of the Gemara focuses on the much less likely case than the case of Yontif itself, right? The case of, will I get it before Yontif is less common, as the Shankaracharya notes, in the case where it's happening on Yontif itself, and it's us, right? Can I do it now? Do I have to be worried that it's going to be Hachana? L'chol, he said, no one ever said this, and therefore he says, I think it's Mutter Ve'el Yerabba, Hevi Maharil, B'yomtav Sheni, M'michash Rozo Lechol Mutal Vashel, and he said, it's explicit in the Maharil, according to the Yerabba, the Nechanami, even in Yomtav Sheni, after Mincha, you're going to Chol Gamor, if you're hungry, so eat. Cook, doesn't matter. And therefore, if someone wants to smoke, okay. Again, this all assumes that you're allowed to smoke on Yontif, which the poskim now wonder whether this is true, because it may not be Shavuot Chol Nefesh. But assuming at some point it was Shavuot Chol Nefesh. So he says, D'yesh l'hakam, he said, Svek Sveika. I think there's a Svek Sveika, right, because maybe, right, it's before Banish Mashos, maybe it's after Banish Mashos. He says, "V'gam mitzad the rovas man who heter." He said, "Most of the time it's going to be mutter, because what's going to happen? The only time it'd be aser is if the malach happened before it was nightfall, and you benefited afterwards. But if both happened before, it'd be mutter. If both happened after, it would be chol. It'd be mutter. So the only possibility, right? It's a svek svek in the sense that safek it's before nightfall. But even if it's before nightfall, it might be that you're benefiting before nightfall. Safek is after nightfall. But even if it's right, it's after nightfall, it's mutter, so it's whatever, it's not svek svekam, it's hapech, but whatever, it's a sort of svek svekam, but it's roved sadim laheter. V'gam kazan ladun d'chevin svek d'arayis l'chumra, v'mele yish v'gam aheter d'mutter l'vashat zorcha chol nefesh. And he said, and that which you're telling me that it's d'arayis, well, it's not really d'arayis, because you're doing it l'chol nefesh, right, you are doing it l'chol nefesh, you just don't know if you're actually going to benefit, because you don't know what time it is, but you're doing it zorcha chol nefesh. Amnam. He said, and you could have a suffix on this, and you could say, no, really, there is a suffix daraisa. But he said, you know what, I don't think it's true. Because at the end of the day, it's happening so quickly, right? Maybe I don't know what these tutin are. I assumed it was smoking because you're lashing tutin, but now he's drinking it. I don't know what he's talking about.
No, that's how they say it. They used to call it lishtot tabak.
Okay.
In Kitzur also, he calls it. In Mishnah,
there you go.
Lishtot tabak.
Okay, so that's what it is. So he in the end says, you know what you see from this whole diyun of the Shankaracharya is that our Gemara, in the end of the day, is only worried about this Bein HaShmashos thing. And the Gemara has all these chumras on Bein HaShmashos. And even Bein HaShmashos doesn't make sense, Erev Yontif, because we're not gozer Shmos Erev Yontif. So the Shankaracharya has to be Mechadesh. This is the Shita that we are Machmir Shmos Bein HaShmashos. So we are Machmir. This case of Gzer Shem Yishev.
So for example, the first day Yontif is the second day. We all say, don't compare.
Correct.
So if I want to Bein HaShmashos, and I want to have something to eat, I can prepare
correct
the next day.
Correct. For sure. Correct. Yeah.
Even though, right.
Right. I mean, that's why, that's one of the reasons that the post can bring down. Someone asked me this on Yontif. He said, can you make early Yontif on second day Yontif? So Rove Poskim say yes. Rove Poskim says no problem. You're allowed to make early second day Yontif. The Yom Tov Sheni Kalachasa says you're not allowed to, but there was an article in the RJJ Journal in 35 where they point out that Kimat all poskim say it's mutter. You'll tell me how can you start Yontif early, right? On a Daraisa level, the first day is Yontif, the second day isn't. So what are you doing? You're cooking for later. That's not a problem because Mimanav Shach. If you end up davening early enough to eat before Shkia,
right?
So Maman of Shach, right? If you're allowed to start Yontif early, so it's the second day, and you're cooking the second day, right? Give Yachal, right? But it's really the first day. Okay, but you're allowed to eat on the first day, and if you're hungry on the first day, fine. And if it's Bein HaShmashos, right? It's also fine. Weebazga is fine, right? I mean, what are we worried about, right? That you're going to cook. The only thing that we'd be worried about is for you to do all the cooking, right? To daven early, do all the cooking, and not start your meal till after Shkia, right? But if people are davening early, it's so that they can eat, right? It's not so that they can, right? The only thing you can't do is manipulate it so that you end up cooking before nightfall, right? And eating afterwards. But if you're going to have an early, early meal, as long as you eat some of it.
So the question is, let's say you cook, let's say Shkia is 8:40, right? Let's say 8:40. You cook everything before 8:40. You daven early, 7 o'clock plug, and 8:40. And you cook everything before that, but you eat after Shkia.
So that's a problem.
Why? It's a Beit HaShemeshos.
Well, then you're cooking before, right? If you're cooking everything before Shkia, right? Meaning, here, if you're cooking Beit HaShemeshos, we tell you don't have to worry about it, because you're probably benefiting on the right side of the thing. It's right. But if you cook everything before, during Vadayom, and then you're not benefiting till Safek Laila, right? That's a bigger problem than doing everything in the Safek zone.
But why can't you say Mamanashach in that case also? That if it's still Yom, it's still Yom, and you cooked it when...
No, because if it's night, then you cooked during the day for Itzra.
Oh, okay.
You don't have the Mamanashach here.
It's only Arbonim, so maybe you can be
Mekel. Right, maybe, but probably not, you know, in that case. I mean, we'd say, in general, not to do it, but if you're going to eat it, right?
Right.
We'll have to look at that exact case, but
sure
apparently Ayin did.
But we rarely do. Not that I can ever remember.
I don't know. I asked Richard Chiner because I said the Bayit does early everything. We do every day. I was actually surprised. I was like,
when I was on planting, Young Israel,
they did it. We used to do it in my parents' shul in Young Israel in Staten Island. I'm not really sure. I'm like, there are poskim say it's aser. But the majority of poskim say it's mutter, so I'm surprised that the Bayit doesn't, just because the Bayit is so...
Rabbi Tam wouldn't allow.
Is that what it is?
It's just a carryover?
I don't know. I haven't asked her the crop. Like, a lot of things we do are still a carryover.
Right. So, yes, I don't know. But, anyways, real poskim say it's mutter because of this whole svara.
So, the point of this approach, you're saying is it should be mutter. The question is, should be mutter on... you can... cook on Yontif, but you can't cook on Beit HaShemeshos? It seems like a...
No, you could also cook Beit HaShemeshos. You just can't cook on Yontif for Beit HaShemeshos. That would be what
he was arguing. Could you cook on Beit HaShemeshos?
He says you can.
The end of
he says you're also mutter.
He says mutter, but
For eating Beit HaShemeshos. In a Hanami. So if you wanted to cook Beit HaShemeshos, according to this, he's saying it's mutter. If you wanted to cook... Shkia is 8:40. Now again, it depends what you're counting as Beit HaShemeshos here. But you want to fry an egg, right? So you have not so much time, right? You know, Ramosha's Beit HaShemeshos, 9-13 minutes, whatever it is. Still, you can make a sunny side up egg in that time, right? You can eat it quickly, whatever, right?
So is the concern perhaps that people will wait? That people will run into the one situation you can't do.
No, the reason that they bring up is Zilzal Yom Tov Sheni. That's the reason that the Yom Tov Sheni Kalkaso says. But all the poskim don't understand what the Zilzal Yom Tov Sheni is. Meaning, what's the Zilzal Yom Tov Sheni? Like, you're davening early? Like, as all the poskim respond to the Yom Tov Sheni Kalkaso, like, I don't understand. Why is it Zilzal Yom Tov? It's now Yontif. Sorry, Zilzal Yom Tov Rishon. It's like, why is it Zilzal Yom Tov Rishon? You're saying you're davening Marav early. Okay, but what are you saying in Maariv? So it's second day Shavuos. You're saying, it is Mad Matan Teroseinu.
Which it is.
A grace is Zilzal Yontif. You're eating a meal. Okay, you're eating a meal. You're allowed to eat on Yontif too. What, you're eating tomorrow's meal today? That's a Zilzal, right? Like, you know, they don't really get it. Like, you're saying you're ending the day early. You're not really ending the day. I mean, Manushach. Either you're not ending the day early, right? And you're just eating. So you're eating a day meal. Or you're being so mech in the shita of Yehud in the Gemara that the day ends at Plaga Mincha, in which case it's tomorrow. So what are you being mezalza? Like, right, that's like, you know, so. But it seems to be reasonable. Okay. Now, despite the fact that the Horus Nasan thinks it's a mutter, Reb Chaim apparently didn't. Because if you look in 11, they quote that Reb Chaim Brisker, doesn't surprise me that Brisker would have this chumrah. He says, no. Shelo yimashin miyom tov achar tzarai bin hashmashos. He wouldn't smoke, bin hashmashos. Shechshash shemahu mavir hasigariyot kishadayin hu yom tov. Apparently, Reb Chaim didn't accept this whole calculus, and therefore he would not smoke Benash Mashos because he was worried about this concern that Shagas Aryeh and the Rav's Nasan seemed not to be concerned about. He was concerned about.
So, yeah, he's making a bigger chumra on Benash Mashos. He's in Yontov.
Yes, you're going because of the suffix, exactly.
You're going from Yontov to Chol. So you think you're going from the restrictive time. To the more
correct. Risky. It's more machmer b'diuk, right? Because of the.
Well, Yontov I cook for Yontov. Because Benish Mashos, I can't cook. I have to wait after. It seems very counterintuitive.
It does, but then again, it's just based on the fact that.
It's not based on our Gemara, is it? Really?
No. It's just it's right. This Gemara acts as the spark to the right to the for this discussion.
According to principles, it's neither day nor. Either day, or something or other said
it. The Ritva says it.
The Ritva says it's neither the day or the night. It's own twilight zone.
So then it should be Mutter also, yeah. Which is what the Briskers like. So I'm sort of confused by it, but there is a point where it turns night also. So
even that's a bit because the Heter is to cook on Yom Tov. This twilight zone you haven't given it a status. It doesn't exist as anything.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of hard to pin down, but. Okay. Anyways, but that is what the okay. Fine. So now the Achronim have a little bit of a problem. They don't really like Rashi here. So I just put three of the Achronim here. Three, I think. Marsha here has a problem on Rashi here. So he says, but favors Rashi. Rashi said, "You know that you need Harav Shemesh." Hilkach came Ben Ashmash and Yontov also mishum the Matbil biyomtov shelo litzorech. Had lo sagile mishum the in kli biyomtov. He said the problem here is that Rashi, or the simple understanding of the Gemara is the reason you're not allowed to be tovel on Yontif is because you're not allowed to be tovel on Yontif. Rashi says you're toveling on Yontif shelo litzorech. So what's he saying? Right, Mishum Hanach Tami the Karmina Maray Leel. So he says, why do you say that? Right, I mean, just say the reason you can't be Tovel Ben Ashmashos of Erev Yontif going into Yontif because it might be Yontif, and on Yontif you aren't allowed to bring things to the mikvah. Why do you say that it's Shalol Litzorech? Right, meaning the bigger problem is that it's Yontif and you're not allowed to be Tovel. So he Yishlom Mishum to call Hanach Tami in El Shvus. So he could. So he said here he answered the Shagas Aryeh's question. He said because if it was only the problem of Shvus, so Shvus is Mutter. Ben Hashmashos. The Ikaman the Aaron Perakal Marvin Logaz Roshosh Ben Hashmashim Shem Hachikamar Dasar Mishim Shalal Tzarach Yom Tefu. So Raji is saying, look, it's machlokas with a Shvus is Mutter Ben Hashmashos. But we paskin, it's Mutter to Shvus Ben Hashmashos. Logaz Roshosh Ben Hashmashos, at least certain Shvus and Ben Hashmashos. Fine. But let's assume that according to the Deya, that it's not Usar to do a Shvus Ben Hashmashos, so then it should be Mutter to bring a Kli to the Mikvah Ben Hashmashos. Kamash Malan, that even so, if it turns out that it's Yantif, and therefore you need Harav Shemesh, it's Shalol Litzorech. And Shalol Litzorech isn't a Shvus, right? It's a Daraisa. You aren't allowed to do things on Yantif, it's Shalol Litzorech, Yantif, right? For Hachana Lechol, or it's, even if it's not Daraisa in all cases, it's an issue of Hachana, and Hachana is a different thing, which is not in the category of Shvus. And that's why Rashi has to say that the problem here is Litzorech, the Bayer of Shemesh, Kasha, the Kamaka Litzorechu, Lishdamesh Bechul, and he said, I don't understand, it's still. Fine, because even without Harav Shemesh, you're allowed to use it for Chulin. Umaiser lo Harav Shemesh, Kamo Shiksha Rashi Gufi Leel, Shom Davatuma Asa Litvo Biyomta Mishum Jalo Tzarechu. The problem of being of Harav Shemesh is only for Truma and for Kadshim, but you could use it now for Chulin, which you want to have as Tahor, so it has some need. So what's the Ramvi Yishlom? Vidochak, the Hacha, Bikohanim, Kamairi. So maybe it's Kohanim. The cave and the karai, the hasbeg atila, called him tzias ayom, vade and double elitzar chuma. Must be that we're talking only about kohanim because kohanim were worried they're going to bring it ben hashmashos for tefila. Vahavi lishul etzarach the way of shemesh. Achkacha lama lo nema nami lael the ma'ir behachi v'tarchi. And we said if that was the case, you should say that. In all these cases, you don't. Okay, so the marsha in the end doesn't really understand it. His first possibility is that maybe Rashi is trying to solve the Shagas Aryeh's question, which is why, according to the Shita, that you're allowed to do Shvus Ben Hashmashos, is it Usher to be Tovel Ben Hashmashos? His answer is Tzorech. He says, I still don't really understand it, because there is a Tzorech. So he says, maybe it is because the people are calling him. It doesn't say that. Kasha. Fine. the Shara Melech in 13 tries to give another answer, and he says, the man diamer called over shemim shvos lo gazer lo vinesh mashos, a mailo shara lahatzel vinesh mashos, the ishlomer hadarmin called over shemim shvos lo gazer lo vinesh mashos, hainu kishish bot tzorach Shabbos dafka, kol shu shlo lo tzorach Shabbos, kuli yama modu gazer lo vinesh mashos. He, with the marsha, took as a havamina, but didn't accept the maskana, he takes as his maskana. It's only mutter to do a shvos vinesh mashos if it's necessary for yantif. But since if you don't end up being able to use it, it's not l'tzorach, so it's not mutter. The Dukduke Sofrim provides the easiest answer, which is, it never happened. There is no such girsa. Right? And that's what I gave you here. I don't have it on Bar Ilan, so I gave you the English from dafyomi.co.il, where they summarize Dukduke Sofrim, where they say another possible answer is that there's an error in the text from our addition to Rashi. You're right, it's a little bit weird. Rashi should have just said, the reason you can't be Tovel, Benash Mashos, is because you aren't allowed to be Tovel on Yantif. In Achnami, that's what he said. The Dukduke Sofrim points out that in other manuscripts of Rashi's commentary, Rashi does not write, one is prohibited to immerse the clay during Benesh Mashos and Yantif because one thereby immerses the Yom Tov for no need. But rather, one is prohibited to immerse the clay during Benesh Mashos and Yom Tov because it is Yom Tov, not because it is Shalal Tzarech. According to this Gersa, Rashi's words refer to any of the four reasons given on Yilchas Amud Aleph for why it is not permitted to immerse Kelev on Yom Tov. So the simplest answer to this question is, it never happened. Right? Really, all Rashi said was, you can't be Tovel Benesh Mashos because, right? because it's Benesh Mashos. Great. Okay. Sometimes those are the best answers, right? You don't need all these convoluted answers. It just never happened, so. Fine. Okay. So now, to take it to the Mishnah. We have three lines left. So the Gemara says, Umatvilen migav ligav. Right, okay. The last thing I just put here from the Daf al Daf, sorry, is from the Chavalim bin Imim, which is?
Tavik
Ogor. There we go, right?
By who? Tavik Ogor.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, Toronto. Toronto. He just comments, why do we assume that the person wouldn't know the halacha of Harav Shemesh? Sorry, he would know the halacha of Harav Shemesh, but he wouldn't know the halacha of Bikad Dasha, and he just points out, because in general, we assume that people know halachas that are mefurish, and not things which are not mefurish, right? That's just a general assumption, that we tend to think that people, things which are mefurish bikra, people know, like Harav Shemesh, and things that are not mefurish bikra, they don't. I mean, there are all types of halachic nafkaminas for that, in terms of, like, tochacha and things like that. We distinguish halacha l'maisa between dvarim mefurashim bikra and dvarim she'enam mefurashim bikra, because we assume, in one... Why we assume that those are different is an interesting question, but we have this distinction in general. Okay, so now take it to the Mishnah. So what does that even mean? Tanrabanan, Kates Megav Lagav, Harotze Lasos Gito, Avgav Kado, Vekado Avgav Gito, Ose. So what does that mean? So, it is very unclear what those words meant, right? So if you didn't understand them, neither did anybody else. So Rashi says, "Harotelas is gitol gav kada." What does that mean? Mishayo kalev tmein. If you have tamei kalim, v'bilan lidas drichas zesav v'nimlach lasos gito, and you were told the kalim for the purpose of using them for your olives, right? For your olive press, and you change your mind. And you decide to use them for your grapes, right? For your wine press. Ose, gito al gav tefila zusha hit b'l'shem kado ve'ein sarach lach sar lahat b'l'shem gat. You're allowed to do that. Vahid tefila shnia haba lahachmer atzma lahat bil katani masnishin umat bil biyom tov she'ein gan tikkun kli ve'ein tefila shareina tzvicha. He said, well, what does it mean? Litvol migav legav. He said, halachically, if you tovel something... to use it for olives, you're allowed to use it for grapes. Or grapes, you're allowed to use it for olives. But let's say you are machmir, and you say, no, I brought it to the mikvah for the purpose of olives, but now I'm using grapes, so I want to bring it back to the mikvah, to be mosif tara, right? I want to add tara.
Problem?
What?
I don't understand the
issue. So it isn't. And that's what he's telling you. Rashi says, when it says you're allowed to be matbi lagav lagav, it means if you want to do a totally unnecessary second tefillah, Gesundheit, go ahead, right? You want to be super machmir. You think it wasn't a good enough tefillah. You brought it to the mikvah for olives, and now you want to use it for grapes. You want to bring it to the mikvah again? Go bring it to the mikvah again. Bring it 10 times. That's not called tefillah, right? It was already tahar. What do you want from my life? And that's why it is mutter. The Rajba in 15 here says, Perish Rashi's al Shitbil Kilim Shem Gita Venim Lachas Bahem Kado, Belav Tikuni Venim Tarach Tila Cheras, so Miu Lava Mandar Tarach Klal. So what did Rashi say? Right, Rashi says that this is not needed, right, at well, it's not really clear, right? He doesn't really say. He says, it's not needed. It's you want to be machmer on yourself. But the Rajba says, it can't be that Rashi is right. Because if Rashi was right, what's the chiddush? Right? If there's no reason to bring it to the mikvah a second time, so obviously you can put it in the mikvah. That's not called tvila. It must be, no, Rashi's wrong. That there is a value. Dim ke pshita, my kamashmalan, elo mashma, the rabbanim yud starich. It must be that midirabanan, you, if you put it to the mikvah for one purpose, you aren't allowed to use it for another purpose. Mishum ma'ala, because there's something called ma'ala, that, true, halachically, it is tahor, once you brought it to a mikvah. But midirabanan, not only do you need to bring things to a mikvah, you need to bring it to the mikvah for the proper designation. So if you want to use it for grapes, you need to bring it for grapes. If you want to use it for olives, to bring it for olives. You want to bring it for everything, so bring it for everything. But if you didn't, you need to bring it again. Now, why that would be true is unclear. It may be that Rashi and the Rajba are arguing about whether tefillah's only function is to remove tumah or to add tahara. Because in the world of removing tumah, it makes no sense. Right? Either it's tahara or it's not. But if you think that tefillah doesn't just remove tumah, but it gives it a status, so maybe you could say at the Rabbanan level, there's a mala. But Ashkan, he said, I have evidence for this. Because Ashkan tefillah ki ha mishum mala b'per komer b'kodesh. Darmin tavav l'niskaven ki lo tavav. Darmin nami hosam tavav l'chul l'hochzok l'maiser. We do have cases of this, where if you go to the mikvah without kavara, so for certain purposes, if you don't go, you didn't go to the mikvah, and if you were tovil for chulin, it's not good enough for Meiser. So it is true that sometimes you need not just to go to the mikvah, you need to bring something to the mikvah for the right reason.
Yeah, but so, there's a difference between Chulin and Meiser.
Correct. But he said you have a right. So he said you have a right of somewhat. So you have Rashi who says the chiddush here is that meaningless tefillah is mutter. That was obvious. The Rajba says no, the chiddush here is that you're actually supposed to be most of tahara. Right, and you're supposed to have in mind the designation for the kli, and if you don't, you should bring it back to the mikvah midir rabbanan. But that mala is not enough to be usher on yantif. Possibility three is the rach. Rach zal perish gito vegado sheech ven lemeiser veechel truma. He just says, what are we talking about? Where one of them is meiser, one of them is truma. So then it's a real maila, because you're going from something which requires lesser tara to something which needs more. Mechabura lechabura. So then what is chabura lechabura? This is the next phrase in the Mishnah. Lecho ba'achas truma v'acheres shlomim. Where you want to eat truma with one group and shlomim with another group. It's the same idea. That you want to go to the mikvah to be mosiv tara. The kashuk tas. Dimken lama legito v'kado denokat lemim gad legado mikad lakad. If that was what it means, you should have said it. V'hachan yitzvah Yerushalmi, k'tiv Rashi, z'al d'garsin ha'asim, k'tiv m'gav l'gav, ratzal l'asas yisaso, agav gito l'gav, yisaso matbil es kelav, k'tiv m'chabur l'chabura, haya ochel m'chabur azuv, v'nim lach lechom chabur azachar es tovel. Okay. So that's the three possibilities. The Shidim Gubet says, clarifies Rashi, and he says, Peirish Rashi z'al, shehit bil kelav b'chol, l'shem gito, v'nim lach b'yom dov las behen Kado tefila zushniya shabalahachmar latzva she notzarach lachzor lahatpil ktani she masnisin shematpil v'kasev mori niru dim the perish Rashi zal she notzarach lachzor lahatpil v'chumra baalmu mashmar the tefila rabbanan lo atzrichua. Right, Rashi seems to imply that there's no derabbanan that vule el rishus biyaduhu di'i mala derabbanan hu. So now he pushes it and he says it's not just that Rashi seems to imply that you don't need to bring it to the mikvah again. The Rajba had said that the reason you bring it to the mikvah a second time is bishum mala. And that's mutter on yantif. The Shidim Mekubetzit said, what you can derive from Rashi is the opposite. Is that if you're adding anything, even being mosif tara, if there were such a maila, it would be aser. Di maila derabanan hechi lema sheino tzarech, vehechi kar lechomra. El avade yino tzarech klal, im kin pshita yochalat bil yomtev, and teres meiru neiru, de atzarech avu bishu machmer, el fidai to nir kibasakan afilachi, shari. But then, his Rebbe answered that no, it's mutter. But what he points out is that there seem to be two machlokot between Rashi and the Rashba. On the one hand, Rashi thinks that there is no value in being tovel something two times, implying that if there were, it would be usur, even if all you're doing is being mosif tara. The Rajba says, no, being mosif tara, makes no sense to say that you bring something to mikvah for no reason. But if the Gemara says that even so it's mutter, it must be that when you're bringing something to mikvah, mosif tara, it's mutter. even on Yom Tov. And the Rambam in 17 seems to pasken like the Shita Rabbi Chananel, right? Kli Shenit Maber of Yom Tov, Ein Matbilan Oso B'Yom Tov, Gzeira Shem Yisho Oso B'Tumah, V'Mitzarach L'Hatbil Mayim Shabo Matbil Zaklim V'Meima V'Eno Choshev Choshesh Kli Shu Tar L'Truma Ratzol Tzil L'Kodesh Mutter L'Hatbilo V'Chein Kol Kayot V'Zav Mitzvilos Shara Milos, right? He says that what we're talking about is you toveled it for Truma, now you want to be toveled for Kachim like Rabbi Chananel, that is what is Mutter. Now either way, this whole thing is a little bit weird, but those are the three positions in what migav legav means, right? Does it mean a totally meaningless truma? Does it mean a mala derabanan? Or is it when you're going from truma to kodshim or cholin to truma where there is a real value because you're going to a higher level of truma? The last line in the Gemara is mechabura lechabura. So what do the words mechabura lechabura mean? So Rashi says something.
Okay, because just when the Shivam Kubetsa says Vi Mala Rabanan Ho Masheno Sarach, Vehi Krile Khumra, Elevada Yan Sarach Klal. So is he defining a mila as a rishus, that it's not an essential, it's not?
No, he's saying it doesn't exist. Right? Meaning he's saying, according to Rashi, there must be no such mila. Because if there were a mila, it would be usur.
Okay. So so for example, Mila Subi Kohani.
You know? The word mila doesn't always mean the same
thing.
And he's saying this mila. If there were a mila of Mosef Tara
right.
in the mikvah, I mean, some of the poskim, some of the poskim use this.
Yeah, because there it sounds like Rabbi Gamliel says that right. Well, so, this is not a problem, but
correct. You know, so, I mean, if I remember correctly, the poskim that where they bring this up is the question of women, right? The minhag of women to go to the mikvah, right? To dunk 3 times, 7 times, 50 times, whatever their minhagim are, right? Where some poskim don't like it because they say, "Wait, what are you doing?" But other people say, "What? Well, my nafkamina, right? Like, like this is not, so you know." Possibly, but okay. Now, the last line in the Gemara is, according to Rashi, basically impossible to understand. I mean, there are poskim who say it's usur, but we talked about that, I think, 2 weeks ago. So, mechabur l'chabura, Rashi says, al pischa. So Rashi says something which makes zero sense, as the Rishonim point out, is, let's say I went to the mikvah to eat my Karban Pesach with one group, and now I want to go eat with another group, so I'm allowed to go to the mikvah to eat with the other group. To which all the Rishonim immediately anyone who picks up on it says it, but no one really picks up on it. Right? Says, I don't know what you're talking about. You're not allowed to go to a different chabura, right? Like, what are you talking about? That's the whole halacha of Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to go chabura lechabura. So Rabbi Chananel says chabura lechabura just means.
Are you talking Korban Pesach here? Yeah.
Rashi, yes. Rabbi Chananel, okay. Again, Rabbi Chananel says chabura lechabura just means the same thing as gav legav, right? It means that I was tovil for truma, and now I'm want to eat kadshim. The difference between gav legav and chabura lechabura is, do I want to go from having something in kli one to kli two, or in group one to group two? But the point is the same. I'm going from eating truma to eating kadshim, or eating kulin to eating truma. Rashi's Mechadesh, this has something to do with Karban Pesach. The problem is it's impossible to have anything to do with Karban Pesach. You aren't allowed to change Chaburas. So no one really knows what Rashi is talking about. In order to justify Rashi, you have to do a tremendous amount of mental gymnastics in the sugyas, in Kadshim and Psachim, of is there ever a case where you could split Chaburas if you split Minui and you split Bailos, and I don't even want to get there, but I'm just going to throw that's a question. Trying to figure out what Rashi means is near impossible. So but those are the two possibilities, Rabbi Chananel and Rashi. There is a third possibility of what it means. I didn't give this to you on the sheet, but in Lieberman, in Tosefta Kapshuta, he notes that there is a third possibility, and it really was going to give it to you. It's not like I have any opposition giving to you. It's just that I do have an opposition going to a third page for
you
one source.
You can hear Gerard, just don't tell him at home.
So he says like this. He said the Yerushalmi. It seems like a third shot. He said the Yerushalmi reads as follows: Hay ochel im chabura zu, v'nimlach lucham chabura cheres tovel. B'bavli ochel b'chabura v'rosel chabura cheres shes biyado. So Peres Rashi b'chabura zu al pischo v'yatame yokel t'men v'tovel daskein or shes biyado v'intrach lachzer litval etc. Fine. He says v'ayin mashe tomal Peres Rashi. He said the Achronim don't understand what he's talking about because this is Pesach, right? You can't go Mechabur L'Chabur. So then he notes that Rabbi Chananel has a second shot. But he says, I have a third shot. Rashi and Rechananel are both wrong. He says, it's neither one. What is it? Before you ate bread with your friend, you're worried maybe that he was mitame your kelim derabanan with tumas mashkin. Harizet tovel is kelim lishtamish b'hem bikado. Then you're allowed to be tovel them to use them by yourself. Everyone agrees why. It's where you ate in a questionable chabura where you don't know that it's tame, you're just worried it's tame. And now you're going to take it and you want to eat it amongst your chaverim, meaning chaver in the formal sense, it's people who are machbed on tomantara. So is it ve'ein kan ela shtifa ba'alma? Says, well, you're not. What are you really doing? You're rinsing it because it's a chashash. It's a suffering anyways, right? So it's like washing it. He says ukvar tama b'sev yishmish no kanal kol mafarshim shalim ve'ein min tosefta. And he said that seems to be the explicit shot of the tosefta. And I'm not really sure why people are mitalim from this, but he thinks that that is the pshat, not like Rashi and not like the Rabin Chana, but rather like the tosefta. Because you're doing it as a chash tuma, right? You're worried. you know.
You're worried that
it's on
Yom
Tov, right?
Right, and he's saying, you're even bringing the mishnah? No, you're not. Or you're not even bringing the mikvah. You're whatever it is, but you're in shtifa.
But it's called to Yom Tov, right?
This is Yom Tov. Yeah, called to Yom Tov. Called to Yom Tov. Yeah. Yeah, the Chol Tiyantif. So, anyways, that's Pshat 3. Okay, so that brings us to the Mishnah. Again, what Rashi actually means is beyond me, right? I am baffled by Rashi. And there are many, you know, Lumdish works trying to figure it out, but... there's a different gears in Rashi, whatever the case may be. Okay, that brings us to the end of this super complicated thing, and next we get to, things which are also complicated, but a little bit more... they hang together a little bit better than some of these sugyas.